You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A new high school in Utah is worried about the plural form of their mascot, the phoenix. And I'm thinking about how to pronounce the plural of focus.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, it's going to take every fiber of my being, but I promise I'm not going to giggle during this first portion.
Good luck with that. This came to my attention through Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me last weekend. They were talking about this story about the high school in Utah where a concerned father discovered that the plural of the mascot, and the mascot is the phoenix, could be either phoenixes or phoenuses. And he was very concerned about the way in which that second plural sounded like other words having to do with the male anatomy.
Right.
Now, the principal of the school said, it should never be made plural. We are one. It will always be the Phoenix, the way you have the Miami Heat.
Oh, the Orlando Magic.
The Crimson Tide. But I think they may have a problem. I was listening to this. Of course, you had to giggle. But it had me thinking about other Latin plurals. Let's start with the word index. What is your plural of that word?
I think I'm just good with the plain old ES on the end, indexes.
As am I. And that is what you will now see in most usage other than scientific usage. And in scientific usage, you will still see indices. For example, in math, when you're referring to a number or a symbol, or in statistics, if you're comparing a value to a standard, you'll get indices. Brian Garner, in his guide Modern American Usage, calls indices highfalutin and pretentious. He says, not as pretentious as fora for forum, but he still doesn't like it. Indexes with the ES, so that would be the English form, goes back to the 17th century. And you'll now see us refer to indexes in books and on websites. You'll see stock indexes, probably particularly in American English. Now let's talk about another word, which is one that I struggle with, the word focus. What is your plural of focus?
So I don't think I actually talk about more than one focus very often, but if I were going to, again, I think it would just be ES, focuses.
Like you, I don't have to do this often, and when I have to do it, I get worried. I get anxious about it. And often I actually reword to get myself out of it. So I will say something like, there are two points of focus, because I think, I don't know. Part of me wants to do focuses, but part of me wants to do F-O-C-I. And the reason I'm spelling that out is that there is also a pronunciation issue with F-O-C-I. I grew up, not that we said this often in my home, but I grew up hearing it as foci. A graduate student at the university, when I said that, said foci. I always thought it was foci. And if you look in most standard dictionaries, they will have both. And most standard dictionaries will have both focuses and foci, foci as plurals. I have to say, I think, at least for a while, I'm still going to try to run around that construction and find some way that I don't have to make it plural.
Yeah, it sounds kind of strange either way. But, you know, I like these where everybody seems to be right, though.
I know. I try to be helpful that way.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.